Here inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today's show is all about tools. We're talking cool tools and dominating DIY projects with the oh-so-popular DIY Network host, Chris Grundy. Mark is sharing the scoop of new tool launches from Bosch Power Tools, live from the company's headquarters in Chicago. And to help you get powered up in your Fix It Up work, we're giving away a Bosch 18-volt Lithion Compact Tough Drill Driver to one lucky fan. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life.
Welcome, Living Legend.
TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
Portions of My Fix It Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And Mark is not in the studio today. Mark, are you on the phone? I don't think Mark is on the phone.
He hung up on me?
I think he might have hung up on me, JT. Mark, are you on the phone?
No.
See, my husband isn't technologically advanced, and, well, we always tell our callers to hang on the line because it sounds like you might be hung up, and I guess he just kind of hung up.
It was just you and me today, kid. How you doing?
So what do you want to talk about, JT?
Well, you know, impact drivers are really the best. Actually, I think he's back on the line.
He is. Mm-hmm. Hi, Mark. How are you?
Hi. How you doing? It's nice of me to join my own show.
Yeah. What happened to you, babe?
I went to say hello, and then it was like,
oh, I know what's going on.
What?
JT doesn't want you to be on the show today.
I thought it was just going to be me and your wife, Mark.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy.
Great. Awesome.
Now, that's why you brought the tequila in. Now I understand what's going on.
Wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I am calling in from the world, actually, it's not the world HQ, it's the North American HQ of Bosch Power Tools.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
But very cool for a couple of reasons. One reason is that, well, you've been gone for a few days.
Great. That's always happened. Here's why it's awesome that you're gone. I love this essay.
But the other thing that's awesome is that you're getting to check out some cool tools.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, you've done some projects, too, right, with some of their tools?
Yeah, we did, like, a competitive fun project.
What was that?
It's a game that – it's a Midwest game called Bago. And it's where you did a project once like this with the kids, I think, where you throw a bean bag through a hole in a sheet of plywood.
Yes. So what you did was you cut out holes in a sheet of plywood?
Well, yeah, but it was a competition.
Okay.
And you had to do various things to win the competition, which I'm furious that we didn't win.
Ooh, did you have some good guys on your team?
I had our friend Patrick McComb, now from Fine Home Building Magazine.
Really?
Yes.
Wasn't he a JLC guy?
He was JLC, then he was Fine Woodworking, but he's moving to Fine Home Building. I don't know if I can even be saying that out loud, but...
You just did.
Just did, said it, moving on.
Well, and the good thing about you saying it now is that this is our first show that's going to be in San Diego.
Welcome, San Diego. Skip ahead to the live appearances there during the winter months.
Ooh. Well, maybe we should get a winter home there.
Yes, let's summer there in the winter.
Yeah, JT, can you hook us up with that right now?
Absolutely. How much you guys need?
JT, you just got to have that in a bag of cash
sitting
at your feet.
We need 5,000 square feet and a couple of nannies and, yeah, a pool.
I was going to say I sleep on that at night, but I don't sleep on two nannies at night. have the money part in my pillow. Hey, oh.
Hey.
So anyway, I'm very excited because now we're on in San Diego at, East Coast time it's noon on Sundays, and West Coast time it's 9.
That rocks.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's not going to get in the way of football.
No, we don't want to get away. You know, I like football. I'm one of the girls that does love football.
Tracy, you are an awesome wife in many ways, but that is one reason that I really enjoy.
Well, you know, I'm not from Philadelphia, so everyone from Philadelphia that's listening and our neighbors, too.
Yeah, don't hate us. We're not from Philadelphia.
Yeah,
we live there.
I'm from the D.C. area, and my dad has had season tickets to the Redskins since they had season tickets, and he's been going to the games since the Redskins were in Washington.
Yeah.
So,
that's huge.
Yeah. So we're a huge, huge Redskins fan in my family.
Yeah, exactly. And I came up playing rugby anyway, so I'm more of a rugby fan than anything.
I know. Anything where people are tackling each other, is that your thing?
Well,
were doing with that Bago game? Is that why you lost, because you were tackling everyone?
We had a Bosch PS21-powered windmill on ours and still managed not to win.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, our other team member, her name is Jude Herr, and she's a blogger for a tool site that I am embarrassed I can't remember the name of.
Okay.
She and Patrick got talking about how are we going to make this cool, and one of them said mini golf, the other one said windmill. Next thing I know, we're cutting boards like crazy, and we were the only ones there that had that.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and we were the only ones to employ a Bosch power tool in our design, and we got some kind of honorable mention somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you were the most creative, right?
We got an honorable mention in creativity. So I'm furious at my friend here, one of the head product development guys, Randall Coe.
Why?
I think he stacked the deck against me.
Well,
yeah.
I can see that could happen.
Yeah, so I'm furious at him, and it's a personal vendetta now.
Well, you probably did tackle him, hip check him or something. Or you probably were doing one of your Flyers dances.
Oh, the Flyers, yeah. Again, I don't even know where to enter that conversation.
Well, see, you know, we're not huge Flyers fans, I'd have to say, but, our neighbors are. And I guess it's a cultural thing, or maybe it's something that goes on across the country. I would love to know. So send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com if this happens where you live. But our neighbors tend to run out of their house and scream every time the local team scores something or does something good. And it's not just the one guy next door. It's like everybody. So there's yelling all over town, and
yeah.
I don't really understand it because where I'm from, that doesn't happen.
Well, I've mentioned it to one or two people here, and where they're from, it doesn't happen either. So I think it's a Philadelphia-specific moray or custom trait, whatever you've got.
I guess one of the things is if you're visiting Philadelphia and all of a sudden you start hearing people screaming at night, it might not be because they're in trouble. It might be because the local sports team is doing well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I think I should mention what we have up for grabs here today.
You should.
And what we have is courtesy of our friends here at Bosch, which is an 18-volt Lithion, which is their version of lithium ion,
mm-hmm.
Called a compact tough drill driver, and a pack of Rip'em and Strip'em Daredevil spade bits.
That's pretty cool.
And I've got them right here, in fact, right? See, don't people do this on radio? They bang stuff,
uh-huh.
So you know it's radio.
Yeah, you're a real pro, Mark.
From 3/8 to 1 inch, and I've used these bits. They're pretty boss.
They are, and
so,
they're Bosch too.
They're Bosch too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Bosch drill and some Bosch bits.
Yeah, that's probably why you're not into naming the product. That would be very difficult to say.
I like to alliterate everything.
Oh, and you know what else I wanted to mention too?
Well, I hope you're going to mention the guest we have on our show.
Oh,
just saying.
Well, yeah, I will. But my excitement was for something else. But I am also equally excited for Chris Grundy, because we talked to him at the International Builder Show live in Las Vegas a few months ago, and he's out of his mind.
Oh, guy is a certifiable lunatic, and I only mean that in the best possible iteration.
Well, and he has a new show that is going to premiere July 30th at 10 p.m., it's called DIY Dominator, and it's a challenge-driven series. So we're going to talk to him a little bit about that on today's show.
Awesome.
And the other thing I wanted, the other thing I wanted to mention, Mark.
Yes, Teresa.
Is that we have a new toll-free number that you can call to ask your questions from My Fix It Up Life.
1-800-MARK.
No, it's not. Please don't call 1-800-MARK.
God knows what that is.
God knows what that is. No, it's 888-710-5557.
Ooh, call in with your fix-it-up questions.
Oh, and we're like 7-Eleven. You can call it 24 hours a day and leave a message. I don't think anyone will be answering the phone in the middle of the night, except for maybe last night, because Jack and I did a camp out while you were gone.
Oh, not good.
Camp out in our family is when Jack wakes up in the middle of the night and won't go back to sleep for a few hours. So we watched some Thomas and hung out and had some bottles of juice, and that's what we did.
Oh, not good. He misses his dad.
I think he was running around the house this morning saying, da, 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 da. And then that awful, what is that noise that you guys make to each other?
I can't do it. What do you mean awful? It's the cutest thing I've ever heard come out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I think it's time for us to take a little break, and we'll be back, okay?
Okay.
Will you be on the phone still, Mark?
I'll be on the horn from Bosch North American HQ.
All right.
We'll see you next on My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook, a novel about building a better life.
I reach for my tape measure more like a gunslinger going for his six-shooter than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
2 years after his father's death, Brendan leaves his daughters and collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise he made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping his own life. Inside a heartwarming love story with raw, hammer-swinging detail, author Mark Clement shares the story of a man who discovers his father's job site life lessons. Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that the greatest wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and Mark is in Chicago.
I am in Chicago, and really having a good time seeing a lot of exciting new innovations in power tools. But I have to stop for a second because I recognize Tim Williams.
Yeah, Tim Williams.
That album is terrific.
It is.
It's just great. I've listened to that about 80 times. and it doesn't just surprise me that it shouldn't surprise me that it's good, but it blows me away that it's that good.
Well, see, the thing about Tim Williams is, and he's appearing locally in production of Rent right now, too. I think it's in New Jersey, actually. And I think his website is timwilliams.com. Pretty sure.
The Tim Williams.
Is it?
Yeah, T-H-E, Tim Williams.
Okay. Well, one of the cool things about him is that I think one of his first real music gigs was playing at Lexi's birthday party. It was like her 6th birthday party.
Yes, it's true.
And he is so sweet. He let her sing in the mic and everything and played his guitar, and it was really cool.
And he faked a song that he, heard once, and it was some Lexi bubblegum song,
yeah.
You know, that a little girl would like. And Tim has a different musical style, of course,
uh-huh.
And he, knew the chorus, and he sang it about 1,000 times
yeah.
for her.
Yeah,
so,
Lexi was totally fired up up about that. But, you know, we're in your favorite segment of the show called Fix It Up Fines.
I love the fines. I love saying Fix It Up Nation. I love saying the stuff we say every week. And I've got just some cool stuff. I hope you do, too.
I do have some cool stuff. And I would like to know what one of yours is. Why don't we do alternating? Because we only have, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes.
We do. Why? Hey!
Well, I know.
We must have gone over.
All right. I think we were, like, I-hearting Tim too much.
Well, how about this? I'll go quickly. I'm looking over deck products this time of year quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the Trex Transcend is a new PVC-encapsulated composite decking that I'm loving from Trex for a couple reasons. One of them is that the decking and the railing components all match.
Oh.
Which, if you can believe it, in the world of composites, is actually a tough thing to find. So a lot of times you have to get, you know, whatever flavor of decking and then a different flavor of railing. And these all match. They come in cool colors. But if you want to mix and match the railing, you can do that. And you can even add metal balusters that are either, like, round tube or have a curved profile.
I like that. You know, I was checking out some of, Bobby down in Atlanta?
Yeah.
He mixes and matches a lot with some of his high-end decking, and I really do like the look of the metal, I have to say.
I do, too, and I would like to, in the 2x2 balusters, you know, if you build a lot of pressure-treated wood decks, or if you remodel those are kind of like the first thing to go.
Okay. And can I go now with one of mine, Mark?
Why don't you?
Okay. Well, I wanted to mention that, you know, hurricane season started June 1st.
Yes.
Are you blown away by that? I know.
Man, do you ever wind me up?
Well, you know, our friends at Simonton Windows were sending out some information during Hurricane Preparedness Week, which was last week. And, you know, how to prepare for hurricanes and everything like that, which is awesome. But I also wanted to mention that there's this cool website, greathurricaneblowout.org, and they're doing a Kohler Whole Home Generator Contest. And that is, you know, I saw our friend Ed Del Grande's photo on that contest, too. He's a spokesperson for them.
Yeah.
And we love him. He's one of our favorite plumbers.
Ed's a great guy.
He is, totally. And also on greathurricaneblowout.org, if you just moved to a hurricane area or you're just gearing up and trying to figure out how to stay safe and protect your family so you're not scrambling at the last minute, that, you know, there's some fun tips on there of how to put together the right supplies and make them fun, too, for your family. And, you know, figure out what you need, which is pretty cool.
That is very cool. And then we've got a couple of announcements that we need to make, too.
Oh, totally. You know what? I want to say, you know, we're going to be in downtown Philly on Saturday, June 5th, and we're going to be doing the Rebuilding Together Philadelphia Project with Popular Mechanics Magazine. And if you want to volunteer or if you want to volunteer for that project or another project with them, email us at info@myfixitoplife.com, and we'll connect you with them. And we're pretty excited because the president of Rebuilding Together, the national organization, is going to be there, and his name is Gary Officer, which you love.
Corporate Executive Officer, Chief Executive Officer is named Officer.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
There's a word for that. I'll share that with our fans another day.
And then also Bill Congdon, who is the publisher of Popular Mechanics, is going to be there, and he's an awesome guy, too. We've had the pleasure of meeting him.
Yes, we did.
In the world headquarters of Hearst.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you know, one other thing I just want to say, if you live in Boston or if you visited Boston in the last couple of weeks and you happen to be on that duck tour that Norm Abram drove,
I totally want
to hear from you because I want to know if you were completely freaked out when you jumped on the tour bus and then there was Norm Abram, you know, and some camera crew because they were filming for an upcoming episode of This Old House.
Oh, that's cool.
It's very, very cool.
That's cool. And one last bit of information, and then we have to take a break.
What's that?
Where My Fix It Up Life is going to appear next.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be in New York in a couple of weeks. We're going to be at the Stanley Tools product launch, and we're going to be broadcasting from New York City. I'm so fired up about that.
Oh, New York City,
you're
gonna
have
hand
to get,
tools,
yeah. Well, you have
storage.
To get your credit card ready, Mark, because I'll be doing some shopping.
Right on.
And we need to take a break.
We'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Got roof? For roof repair and replacement, you need the high-performance tools and hardware from roofersworld.com. The Red Ripper tools reduce tear-off time by up to 30%. The innovative Adapta roof staging accessories enable you to work safe and fast at heights and on steep pitches. Whether you need magnetic hatchets or hammers, roofing knives and blades, hard-to-find snow guards or roof jacks, Roofers World is your go-to source. For high-performance, rugged, get-it-done tools and accessories, visit roofersworld.com.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. And you're inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And Teresa is in Philadelphia, and Mark is...
I'm in Chi-Town, baby. Chi-Town.
And you were at Johnny Beef. You had Tree Beef?
I had Tree Beef.
Yeah.
This is our favorite restaurant that we've never been to, keeping in mind my wife's a vegetarian. But
yeah.
We love the Chicago accent, and or at least one of the accents from around here. And we went by this place years ago.
We were going, actually, we were taking you and Lexi on a media tour. You guys were promoting Kids Carpenter's Workbook and the Carpenter's Notebook and doing little projects across the country.
Yeah.
On morning shows. And she was like 4, I think.
Barely.
Yeah, and she had her little Carhartt overalls that she wore, and it was just so cute.
Yeah, it is cute.
She actually got to do the weather on one station, do you remember?
Oh,
and
that,
she said it's going to be high degrees today.
It's going to be a lot of degrees today, and we're going to get like 80, 20 inches of snow.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, one of the great figures in my life and the Archduke of remodeling and new construction we've mentioned before, that's one of his most cherished Lexi moments.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? We have a caller here.
We do have a caller.
We do. And I have no idea if he's on the horn or not, because he's not with me.
Oh.
Is he there?
I am here.
Hi. Is this Jim?
This is Jim.
How are you doing? Welcome to My Fix It Up Life.
I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's good to have you. Mark, can you hear him?
I can. And what's weird is he's probably sitting down the hall from me, and I've been talking to him a lot, but I'm having like a little out-of-body experience here, Jim. I'm not sure what to do.
I know. I know where you're sitting, too, and it's like we're together, but we're not.
Jim is – Jim, honestly, I've known you for a bunch of years. We both have. I have no idea what your title is, but I would rather give you the title of one of the industry's all-around good guys, and we really appreciate you spending some time with us.
Well, it's my honor to be on the call today, and my official title is Group Product Manager for Robert Bosch Tool Corporation for our corded products on a basis for North America and also on a global basis for certain categories. So it's an honor to be on the show today.
Oh,
wow.
Cool. Well, I'm the global product manager of products, so you don't know what they are yet.
He's a global product manager of himself. That's a lot to manage. If you know Mark well, that's like 4 full-time jobs right there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. That's a large product line.
We all know him well, don't we?
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately. I'm getting more heat in this place. Every time I walk into a room, someone's just taking a pot shot at me, including Jim.
Well, I want to know what is going on there. Like, what tools are you guys trying out? What are you proud of? Because I'm not there. And I haven't really talked to Mark at all since he's been there either.
Okay, well, what we're doing is over these last 2 days, which have been fantastic so far, yesterday was fantastic, and today's even better yet because it's not raining today like it was yesterday. But we are at Bosch. We have invited Mark and many other people in the industry that write about products and write about what's happening in the industry, which we are very grateful for, to and the honor to have them here, and appreciate everything that they do for us and the industry. But what we've done is we've invited them to our place here, our headquarters, the North American headquarters for power tools, to Mount Prospect, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. And what we're doing is we're actually showing them the innovation that Bosch brings to the category across all of our product lines, from anywhere from woodworking all the way to concrete, and that includes corded and cordless products.
Now, Jim, we've seen some real breakout tools here, and I know there's some we can talk about and some we can't.
Yes.
And, well, there was one in particular that sort of stole the show yesterday. Can you talk a little bit about that?
The one we had yesterday was it's a new miter saw, and one of the things that is very difficult in many segments is to be innovative, and normally when we say innovative, there's always a lot of engineering innovation that goes on, and it's behind the scenes or it's inside the tool that people can't see. And really what people, you know, if they can see it, they can believe it. If they can't see it, then, you know, you got to prove it to them so they can believe it. And one of the things that we've done and by inviting all these people here is that by using the tool, and this is what Mark is alluding to, is not only has he seen it, but he was able to use it, and therefore he can believe it. The particular one is a miter saw, and what we've done is, in particular, slide miter saw category. If anybody knows miter saws, they have the slide rails.
Yeah.
That the miter saw will slide onto, so you can have a deeper horizontal cut. What we've done is we've taken the rails away, and we've added a axial glide system. Or you can probably, if you want to look at it from a picture type of perspective, it's two hinges. It's a
right.
vertical hinge and a horizontal hinge.
So what you've done is you've been able to replace the rails that take up space. You know, the rails can slide out, what, about 8 inches, right?
Eight
you
know, bump
in the wall
yeah.
in your shop or whatever, and you replace it with this kind of, like, super armature of some, I guess, is a way to put it. And you've made the saw significantly more compact.
Yes.
And have you increased the cut capacity as well?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, has the cut capacity been increased as well?
Yeah, the cut capacity now, if we weren't at the maximum and a competitor has, we are now. So we're maximum vertical height of 6.5 inches, and we are a horizontal cut of a nominal 14 inches, which is a standard high. And so what we're able to do is take this saw that has taken up a lot of room in many instances, whether it's on a job site or whether it's in a workshop, and actually if you take the back of that saw where the rails would extend beyond the base of the tool, there's no extension anymore. There's a flat plane that now exists, and that maintains itself no matter you bevel, no matter if you miter. It's there because there are no rails to go back and forth.
Oh, wow.
That's a big game changer. And one of the product managers who was extremely influential in that just walked by the window here. That's the cool live feeling I'm getting right now. He's walking around out there.
Right.
Yeah. He keeps walking by and looking in as if he knows he's being spoken about.
I think, yeah.
Very strange.
Feel the vibes.
Well, we are giving away on the show today, Jim, a Compact Tough 18-volt cordless drill driver. But there was talk today of a new Compact Tough cordless drill driver. I'm not sure we can even talk about that, but it combines features, and I bet you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Can we talk about it again? Mark, you should ask permission first.
I'm not going to.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can't talk about it, right, Jim?
Right.
Yeah.
But you are talking about it by not talking about it.
I am, but the punchline here for the Compact Tough Drill is that once you get into this battery platform, I was told I could talk about this, once you get into this battery platform, it's going to be like Christmas in June because of all the new innovations that are coming down the line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just want to set up the story. I don't lead with the punchline.
Well, that's pretty exciting, you know, all the new technology and all the, you know, all the new tools. I mean, you get so fired up whenever there's a new tool to play with, I swear.
Oh, it's great. It is great, and it's just been wonderful to be here. Jim, it looks like we only have a minute or two, if I'm doing my calculations right, for one more product for you to sort of, what's your next big play or something I haven't seen yet here today?
I think the next one that we're going to see is some great things in concrete. From that perspective, you'll see some great accessories that are coming out that are very innovative. And again, accessory, a drill bit may look like a drill, but there's a lot of ingenuity that goes into these things. And you'll see that this afternoon, Mark, when we go outside, which would be great in the sun and have some fun using the tools out there. But also on the tools, you'll see a new Brute hammer coming out. And it is awesome. You will be amazed when you use it. And there's some additional grinders and other rotary hammers and chipping hammers that are coming out that you'll be able to use this afternoon also, which will be really fun because the innovation that we have in there not only is faster or more productivity, but it's less vibration, which is, if anybody uses these long term, they can understand what that means to their body and their hands after the end of the day. And
I
also
know it.
The compact and lightweightness, which is a big, huge term in power tools today.
Well, if you have a concrete house or block house, or you in any way work with a lot of concrete or masonry, and you use a hammer drill versus a rotary hammer, you jump up to rotary hammer, man, you're never going back.
That's right.
Those things, and we use in our house quite a bit in our remodeling activities, the 36-volt. I don't want to call it the wrong name. Is it the Bulldog or the Brute?
It's like the Bulldog. It's a version of the Bulldog, yes.
That thing is an essential part of our remodeling activities at my Fix It Up Life.
And I have the pleasure, benefit, and advantage, because I'm married to Mark, that I always have the right tool for the job, because he looks through all the tools out there and he always picks the right one and says, here, honey, use this. So I am so spoiled, I can't even imagine it. Yeah, it's nice to have a tool expert as a husband. See, honey, I complimented you.
Hey, Jim, you heard it here first.
I heard
one benefit to knowing me.
There's,
I got it noted.
Benefit.
I'll email everybody so everybody knows this.
There you go. Well, we have to take a break, and so we'll have to say goodbye, Jim. I hope you guys have fun outside today.
We certainly will. Thanks, Teresa.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Mark.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. TikTok, Mark.
What?
Time is running out for homeowners to take advantage of up to $1,500 in energy tax credit from the federal government on their 2010 taxes.
That's right. And if homeowners are thinking about replacing their windows, Simonton Windows has energy tax credit glass packages that are guaranteed to meet the government's requirements.
It's like money in your pocket, daily savings on energy bills, and a $1,500 tax credit.
For more information, visit Simonton.com/tax credit or call 1-800-746-6686 today. Hurry before time runs out.
I've been wasting time finding reason to my rhyme. As precious time goes by.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And Mark is out of the studio.
In Chi-Town, baby.
And I'm inside the studio.
And I am actually in the home neighborhood of our special guest today, from what I understand.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is he there?
That's all true. I'm from Chicago, baby.
Oh, you are. We're just,
I can barely hear our secret guest, who I don't even know who it is.
Well, do I need to speak up? Do you need more volume? Is that what you're saying?
I think I don't know if I'd ever admit to saying this, but I think we do need more volume.
Then I'll project as well as I can.
If anyone can project, it's Chris Grundy, who you probably know from the DIY Network's hit Cool Tools.
I'm just changing his name to Grundy right now.
Yeah.
Just forget the Chris. It's gone.
Mm-hmm. Don't need it right now.
You don't need it. I love that.
Where in the hell do you come on? with these one-liners? Just where?
I don't know. They just happen. They just come out. They visualize at the back of my brain, go through the filter that's not there, and...
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Mark has that same non-filter. It's always turned off, just like yours is. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, if my body were a swimming pool, there'd be a lot of dirt in the water.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness.
No diatomaceous earth in that filter, baby. It's just, if it thinks, gets thought, it gets set.
There it is. Now, tell me something. You're in Chicago. How are my Blackhawks fans doing? What's going on in that town?
You know what? I'm sequestered. I'm sequestered in the Bosch World Headquarters, North American Headquarters, and it's the All Tools All the Time channel. And if you can believe it, we went to the bar last night, and they didn't have the Versus Network.
What?
They didn't have it. I'm not kidding you, Grundy. We were watching some dancing show.
Oh, dancing? That sounds good.
There's a bunch of people running around dancing during the Stanley Cup. You would have been murderously angry.
I think that's a Grundy unapproved location for going to the bar.
Yeah, no more to that bar, no more, never, never.
We're going to the House of Blues tonight.
I think you guys need to talk to the guys at Bosch who planned that event.
Yes,
I think you both, yeah, I think, yeah, definitely.
Well, I don't think anybody knew the Flyers and the Blackhawks would be in the Stanley Cup when they planned this.
Oh, well, I guess not. Yeah.
So, Grundy, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm hanging out. I'm in Denver, Colorado today, and I'm loving it. Beautiful here.
Sweet.
Oh, that
sweet.
Pretty good.
You playing any hockey?
I'm playing some hockey. I got a drop-in game tomorrow. And then I'm going to get my equipment and get on the ice. I'm loving it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, I have a question for you.
Go.
Don't know if we can talk about it, but it appears that you, if I said the word Stuttgart, you would know what I mean.
I probably would know something about the town of Stuttgart in Germany. And, yes, we can talk about it.
Well, so you know, okay, you already know. Teresa doesn't know.
I am completely lost. I send Mark out into the world, and I have no idea what's going on.
So we're sitting here in the Bosch North American headquarters at this media event, and don't they haul out a video and play it for all these guys who are here? And it's Grundy in Stuttgart, Germany, Bosch's world headquarters.
Oh, my goodness.
Getting a factory tour.
No way!
Rotary hammers, angle grinders, you had everything over there.
Yeah, they've got so much great stuff. They got so many minds thinking, going crazy over there, thinking up new stuff. I got to see the headquarters, which is something I love to see, how people and how companies try and get their products out and how they perfect what they're doing. It's a great, great experience. And that's not just Germany. I mean, you can go anywhere to any of these factories, you're going to see something you're going to be amazed by.
Totally. And now that's going to be a Cool Tools episode, is that right?
Yeah, we're doing a whole episode on Germany and Switzerland, and I'm telling you, it was one of the greatest trips, and it's nice to be, obviously, here in America, but to see how things are made abroad. We've been to China, we went to Germany, and like I said, we went to Switzerland. We have gone, and we have seen some really cool things.
Ooh.
Based on my jealousy level, Grundy, I'm just going to say right now, lots of reasons to really not like you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I want to know when the Builder Show special is going to air and if we made the cut, because I remember there were some video cameras there when we were talking to you at the Builder Show.
Absolutely. The Builder Show is going to air on Father's Day.
Ooh.
So you'll have an opportunity to hang out, catch it up, you know, maybe some eggs and bacon, and then throw on the Builder Show. It's going to be nice.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
I haven't seen the final cut yet. I can almost guarantee you're going to be there because, as all of us know, special guests fix it up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. My hatred level is dropping, but like 100%.
Oh, my goodness. That's all you need.
Well, speaking of Fix It Up and Grundy, talking about Mr. Grundy's new program.
Oh, we're so excited about your new show. And from what I hear, it premieres July 30th at 10 p.m. as a Friday. And it's going to... what air every Friday night at 10 p.m. too. So mark your calendars right now, because it's the first, what, like, it's like a game show kind of thing for, like, building, right?
Check it down for us, Grundy.
It's a competition show. We're going to be doing different building exercises, so like fine carpentry or welding or plumbing or things like that. And there's going to be contestants to see if they can fix the problem or build something to win this contest. And if they win, they win $10,000.
No.
Yes, you put that right in your pocket, you go to a Stanley Cup Finals game.
I just want to say, that's probably not what I would do with that money.
you'd buy one shoe.
I'd buy an awesome shoe. I'd buy several. Well, I'd have to buy a pair, you know. I just wouldn't buy one shoe. I'd buy at least two or four shoes. Yeah, definitely.
So where are you? I know that this show is very new, and but where are? It's so new. I can ask, where are you in the production cycle?
We have only shot one episode so far, and by the time July comes around, we will have shot six or five more episodes. The first episode we've already shot, like I said, and it was a project in building a structure. And so they have to build a 5x8 structure with two roof lines, a window, they've got a wall, they've got to complete one of the walls, and they have to build it sturdy, they have to build it fast, there's a time limit, and it's a really, really exciting thing, and seeing these three competitors, you know, sweat it out, and I'm telling you, they are sweating.
Nice.
Nails off.
Now, are there any outside?
This is inside. We have a stage in or a horse arena is where we're shooting this, and so it's inside, and it's so cool, and the set you're gonna love. I got a great crew. I mean, everybody is working their tails off, and I'm sitting in a chair, and I'm telling you, I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, are there any girls involved?
There's girls involved in terms of contestants.
Yeah.
There are girls, I believe, in the next episode that we're going to shoot, there are women involved.
Really?
And, yeah, absolutely. And in the first one, there's not, but it just happened to, that's how it happens.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. But, yeah, there are some of the other episodes coming up, absolutely.
I always like to see the women, you know. I always like to see the women.
Representing.
Yeah, I do.
Representing.
Mm-hmm. I like to see women, too.
Hey, you and me both, brother, you know what I mean?
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this is a somewhat loaded question, so don't take it the wrong way, but how are these contestants judged?
They are judged quality. They're judged by time. Through different episodes, there's going to be different criteria because they're not all the same. It's not like they're building the same house every week. Like I said, there's going to be welding coming up. There's going to be finished carpentry. There's going to be decking. There's going to be masonry. There's going to be other things. So we're going to have to use different criteria for each one. But quality is always going to be a part of it. Safety is always going to be a part of it. Time is always going to be a part of it. You know, maybe if I was in the contest, maybe good looks might be a part of it.
Oh, wow. I like that.
So you've got expert judges is what you're telling me.
So we do. We have experts in each field. We're going to have different judges all the time because we need experts in what they're building or what they're welding or whatever they're doing. So we're going to have different judges all the time.
Too bad we don't know anybody who'd be a good judge.
Yes, Mark. Mark, why don't you just go ahead and tell Chris? Meaning Grundy, I'm sorry, Grundy. We're rebranding him.
There's nothing to tell him.
Okay.
No, but I've been talking back and forth, and my name got thrown around.
As a judge for
the
show.
As a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I like what I'm hearing. This is going to be floated today.
Yeah, and yeah. I'll also judge hanging out with you at the bar after, just saying.
Now, the two of you on a program together, I mean, like, my TV would explode.
It's possible. You know, I mean, you know, then what do? You get a new TV.
That's right. Grundy, if you and I can cause widespread telecommunications failure, that would be a first.
That would be great.
Goodness.
And then that'd be a great reason to go to the CES show, which is a computer electronics show, and we saw some TVs that were unbelievable. They've now got 3D TVs you can put in your home.
Oh,
I'm loving that.
Yeah.
Avatar, The Last Airbender that's coming out, they postponed the date of that movie to make it 3D.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, they got some great stuff. We did a whole show, a special on the Consumer Electronics Show. It's great. You're going to love it.
Sweet.
Now, with all this stuff that's going on in your life, like, do you ever get a day off? I mean, it sounds like you're constantly filming something.
I tell you, I do get some time off, and it's sporadic. You never know when it's going to come, and you never know when you're like, wait, hey, we need you in New York tomorrow, or we need you in wherever tomorrow. So that stuff happens, and I love that. I love that spontaneity, and I welcome it. So, I get these off, and I look out in my backyard, and I think, man, I got to fix that sprinkler system. So, you know, things happen. I love
it. Wow.
Well, do you ever do appearances or anything? Like, can the fans ever come and see you somewhere?
I think the most things I do are at conventions, you know,
okay.
Like I'll be at the hardware show or building show or things where I've seen you, yeah.
Okay.
So you don't really come out of the tower that much. You're behind the walls of the Grundy Fortress.
He's a big deal, Mark. He's a big deal.
I got to confess, all the security's tight. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, you can tell us on My Fix It Up Life. You've got a bunch of Special Forces, Navy SEAL, Green Beret types, and they're just surrounding the Grundy compound right now, aren't they?
They're hidden. They look like trees.
They look like trees.
Only from the mind of Grundy can you just enter that conversation like you talk about it all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
They look like trees. Yeah, I'm scared of you now.
I'm very scared.
So what are you doing today?
Today, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go see a friend of mine. She's a little ill. Her name is Jane Goethe Allen, and I love her. I've known her since I was 11 years old. She was my babysitter when I was a little kid.
Aww.
I'm going to go see her, so I want to say hi to her. She's so wonderful. And also, I'm going to be fixing that sprinkler system. I got a head that my dog unscrewed and then went down and chewed the line. So I'm fixing that today.
Of course, you'll probably come in with, like, a 30,000-pound excavator.
Yeah, and do you do, like, an intro, too, before you fix your own stuff? Like, hey, you know, I'm live here in my house.
I should. Believe me, I should.
Yeah, because I can...
They pay for it.
It's hard to imagine you, like, doing something without, like, doing all that big personality stuff that you're known for.
Well, I gotta think, you know, when it's just me and my dog, he gets a little sick of me, and he walks away.
Hey, that's like me and Mark. Okay.
Oh, great. Yeah, now, awesome. I just got a promotion to dog.
No, I think I compared myself to dog, honey.
What kind of dog do you have, Chris?
I got a yellow lab. He's 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Wow, what that. They are great dogs.
He's a good boy. He sniffs, he licks, he runs around. He does, you know, he comes home, too. The thing is, I could let him off the leash and let him out in the neighborhood. He knows to come home when he's hungry. He's a good dog.
Oh.
Wow, does he have Secret Service protection like you?
Yeah, they look like fences and sheds.
They look like fences and sheds.
Oh, goodness.
Grundy, we are dying to check out Dominator.
Well, I can't wait for you to see it. We are the whole crew. The network is so we're so pumped about it. It's a new kind of show for the network, and I feel privileged that they let me be a part of it. And I'm really excited about it. The contestants that we found have been really, really great, and a lot of personality. And we're really excited.
Well, personally, I can't think of anyone better for that kind of job than you. It seems like it was written for you.
I like how you talk.
Definitely. And I'm excited about checking out the cool tools on Father's Day to check out to see if we made the final cut, too.
Absolutely. There's going to be a show before Father's Day. And you know, always, you can always go to the website, DIYnetwork.com. /cool tools, and you can find all kinds of tools that we've already done, things that may be coming up, things that you can buy for your dad for Father's Day. I mean, whatever.
That's so
sweet.
Good. I love it. We are going to have to say goodbye because we're up against a break.
Wow.
So thank you so much. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit codifydesign.com. That's CODIFY design.com. Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today. Got roof? For roof repair and replacement, you need the high-performance tools and hardware from RoofersWorld.com. The Red Ripper tools reduce tear-off time by up to 30%. The innovative Adapta roof staging accessories enable you to work safe and fast at heights and on steep pitches. Whether you need magnetic hatchets or hammers, roofing knives and blades, hard-to-find snow guards or roof jacks, Roofers World is your go-to source. For high-performance, rugged, get-it-done tools and accessories, visit RoofersWorld.com.
Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa, and Teresa is enjoying Mark on the Skype.
Yeah, we are talking on the blower, and we can see each other on Skype.
I love Skype. It is so wonderful because, you know, whenever we travel and we're away from, you know, the kids, we can just Skype them.
That's right.
You don't really miss that much. And then, you know, I have Jack Skype his grandma, my mom,
yep,
almost every day. So when she comes to visit, she lives a few hours away. So when she comes to visit, it's like, you know, she's someone that he sees every day.
And it, one of the best things about it is it don't cost nothing.
It don't cost nothing.
Yeah, I was a good grammar student in school.
You were actually an English major, hon.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trained to read books. I'm good.
Trained to read books, not trained to talk?
No. Just
that would
just
be like a speech communications major.
The written word.
Well, why don't you read the rest of our show then?
We are back inside my Fix It Up Life.
Anyway, so we have a really cool giveaway today, and do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Talk about it. Hold on a minute.
He actually has it, and he's, well, that sound that you heard is actually into the phone, because I can see him on Skype. He's playing with the tool right now. It's the 18-volt Lithion Compact Tough Drill Driver from Bosch.
Slim pack battery, 20 position clutch, 3 jaw keyless chuck.
Pretty cool. And we're giving away a 10 pack of Daredevil spade bits with that prize as well.
Yeah, those are right here. You can see those on Skype too.
Well, I can only see them because you're just Skyping with me, dear.
These things are just relentless.
Really?
They are paddle bits, but I can't even barely even say that because they're totally super aggressive cutting geometry, and the folks here at Bosch are claiming 10 times faster. And having used them, I believe it.
Now, is that something that you would have been happy to have the other day when we were working on the door project?
Well, I made a mistake on that project.
We were putting in a screen door in our house.
Yeah, we were putting in one of our Larson Stormaway screen doors, which is an aluminum door. These bits
and
are...
And they totally match the same color as our Simonton windows, which makes me so excited.
Yes, I don't know how you figured that out, but you did. And it's great that both companies have similar color schemes. But the paddle bits I was using are designed to cut wood, as are these Daredevils. And the Larson door, one of the good things about it is it's aluminum. So I needed a twist drill. I didn't have one, and I paid the price a little bit.
Okay.
Fixed it, though. Fixed it using a Dremel, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I had to open up the hole a little bit. And because I used a wood cutting bit, and it got through, but the bit wandered a little bit. A little bit. Ha! Ha!
That's hilarious, honey. So let's tell everybody who won the prize. We had a lot of great entries, by the way, too. You guys are awesome at sending in reasons why you like the cool gear that we have up for grabs. We get tons of good things on Facebook and email, info@myfixituplife.com. And it was hard to pick the winner this week.
It was hard because we had, I mean, we definitely had a bunch of cool, totally tuned in entries.
Definitely.
But Jeff Kirby is the takeaway. He needs the tool because he was laid off, and he's trying to start a new construction company. And I need all the help I can get to support my family. Hey, man, I like it.
I'm all for that, definitely.
Yeah. That's not like, hey, I lost my job, man. He's like, hey, I lost my job. Now I'm digging in.
Oh, the digging in is what you like.
That's what I like.
I like the part that he's digging in for his family. Because, you know, as a woman and as a mother and a wife, any time, you know, the men are wanting to take care of their families, it's kind of, it makes them sexy.
And,
it's true.
And when you're going all pro all the time, Bosch is a great brand to have behind you. So there's
so congratulations, Jeff. You won.
You won. And what are we giving away next week?
Well, we're giving away something that just arrived on our front porch yesterday.
Oh, did it get here?
Totally.
Love it.
Yeah. And I haven't even opened it yet because you're, you know, not at home. And I didn't want to open it without you, you know, the ceremonial unveiling of the first one that anyone has ever received.
We're the first ones in America. You heard it here last week when we talked about it. And you will be one of the first ones, if not the first one, to win one.
Definitely.
In the world, it's the Little Ripper from our friends at Roofers World.
Yes. And you were just saying the other day how you wish you would have had one. I don't remember what the project was that you were working on.
It was the Larson door. It was stripping the old cage off of that door. I needed to get in there, and I was desperate to try that tool.
Well, I'm glad that they invented it, because now other people can't feel the same frustration. So we're going to give away that on next week's show, and there's going to be information about it on our website. Check it out and email us or Facebook or call us at our new toll-free number and tell us why you want to win.
What's the toll-free number, dear?
Oh, the toll-free number is
888. Oh, read it in, like, operator voice.
Well, you remember we had the lighting expert on a few months ago?
Oh, that guy is hysterical.
Well, he has the movie phone voice. I don't really have that.
Yeah, that guy was great.
Yeah, but the toll-free number is 888-710-5557. And on next week's show, we are talking plumbing.
Oh, great. I love plumbing.
Well,
hopefully we'll have a local plumber on. That'll be awesome.
No, we have Rich Trusui from This Old House will be joining us on our program.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you at
all. I love Trusui.
Yeah, pretty awesome, right?
I love it. I wish all plumbers were either him or Del Grande.
Okay. Well, maybe he'll come out and, you know, plumb our house for us.
Bring it.
Maybe they could work together, and we'd have, like, the most awesome, like, you know, superhero team of plumbers in the world.
That'd be great.
Well, I'm excited about him coming on our program, and I'm excited about talking about plumbing, too, because we get a lot of questions about plumbing.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, not just we are frustrated with plumbing issues, but a lot of you out there also have a lot of questions that you want to ask.
Yeah, a little persnickety stuff, or, you know, I'm replumbing my whole first floor. What do I use? You know, what's the best products? Rich will be able to dial that in big time.
Well, and, we just have about a minute left, Mark, so let's just share, you know, visit us at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter.
Definitely. Hit us on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Check us out on Facebook. We have more fans of any home improvement show out there.
Yeah, check us out in San Diego. In fact, go to San Diego and listen to us there.
Yes, on WS Radio. And don't forget to tune in next week.
For more.
My Fix It Up Life. Bye.